You're listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news. When Christians Speak Talk Radio is a nonprofit ministry. We are dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus through our programs and special guests. We exist through the generous support of our listeners. If you are being blessed through this ministry and would like to give a love offering, go to our website and click on our donation page. Your donation will be processed through PayPal. Our prayer is that you may prosper and be in good health even as your soul prospers. Unto the Lord, for He
as a 501c3 nonprofit ministry, all of your gifts are tax deductible. So go out to our website, www.whenchristianspeak.com. God bless you.
Listen to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio on Blog Talk Radio, iHeartRadio, Spreaker.com. All of our broadcasts are available as podcasts through SoundCloud, YouTube, iTunes, Blueberry.com, Zoom.com, Stitcher.com, Lisbon.com, and BlogTalkRadio.com. To listen to our broadcast by phone, dial 646-478-0660. Again, that number is 646-478-0660. Go visit and like our Facebook page, When Christians Speak Talk Radio. Also be sure to check out Christians Against Suicide and Depression. It's a page dedicated to sharing God's love, encouragement, and hope. There are prayer warriors standing by to receive prayer requests, doing intercession for those under attack by the lie and deception of the devil. We know that the devil came to steal, kill, and destroy, but praise God, Jesus came to set the captives free.
You're listening to Declaring the Finished Work, and I'm your host, Pat Randall, on this wonderful Thursday afternoon. So how are you, family? Amen. I am glad to be with you one more day in this wonderful year, 2021. And with all that is going on in our world today, I have chosen to re-air a message entitled Truth. We seem to be having a big issue with truth. There are so many lies, and we know who the father of the lies is. Jesus was very direct about who the father of lies were, and that he was blinding the world. And when I refer to the world, I'm talking to those who are unaware of the salvation that they have through Christ Jesus. They don't even see it. They don't even know it. They don't even understand what has been done for them through the love of God. For God so loved the world that He gave His Son. And when you're in that state, and for those of us who believe, We shouldn't feel as though we don't understand or be confused by what we're seeing, because we used to be a part of that world. We believed lies. We were deceived. We lived a life that was about self. We made decisions apart from God. We believed the philosophy of this world, and we ordered our lives by the organization of this world, how this world is set up to operate. We fell into that system, the system of performance. But today I'm here to remind you about truth. This is what Jesus says in John 14:6. He says, "I am the way and the truth and the life." In the Amplified, it reads this way: "I am the only way to God and the real truth and the real life. No one comes to the Father but through me." So if you don't have truth, how can you have real life? If you are not walking the road of Jesus Christ, because he is the way, he is the road that leads to God. If you're not doing that, if you're not following after Christ, how can you have the truth? And how can you have the life? Because without this, without Christ Jesus, what you have is a fake life. You're not even operating in your real self. But I really want to strongly remind believers, those of us who say that we believe in the finished work of Christ Jesus, in his salvation that was brought to the world. We who say we are followers of Christ, that he is the way, that he is the truth, and he is the life. During this time, with all of the deception that is going on in the world, we should have a clear view, because Jesus is our GPS. He is directing our steps. He is directing how we see. He is directing how we speak and the actions that we take. We know that God is love, and that we've been given a spirit of love, and not a spirit of fear, that our physical tabernacle is housing the spirit of a living God. He has made his abode within us. There are those of us who are awake to the spirit of God living in us, and there are those who are still sleeping, and they are the ones that are lost. We have to be very careful that we do not use doctrine like the Pharisees used the law in the day when Jesus came. They felt like they had the knowledge, they had the understanding, and what they had was right. And they would not allow Jesus to even question them, because they had made up in their minds that they were following the law of Moses. We can use church doctrine the same way the Pharisees use the law. It becomes unyielding. It becomes harsh. It becomes critical, judgmental, condemning. Jesus is the way, the truth, the life. Church doctrine is not God. It's not the same thing as God. And we have seen that church doctrine varies. It varies between denominations. It also varies generationally. The understanding that a particular generation may have about the word of the written word of God. But we also need to remember that God is still speaking to us. He didn't write down everything that he wanted us to know. That's why Jesus spoke of the spirit of truth coming that would reveal all truths. And that is what's living on the inside of us. So if you're getting confused, if you're getting fearful, if you're questioning what you're seeing, it means that you have stepped out of the way. You have stepped away from the truth and you are not living the life, the real life, which only comes from God. I am going to stop and just pray about what the Lord is speaking to you and what He wants to show you during this time. It is very important that we don't get pulled into the thought process of the world, because that is only leading to fear and hopelessness. And in order for us to spread the good news, we've got to have some good news. And we're not going to have good news if we're caught up in every wind of doctrine, if we're caught up in the things we're seeing with our natural eyes and hearing with our natural ears, that we have to live beyond that. We know that primarily this world is operating in opposition to God, the order, the government of this world. But in order for us to really reach souls with the good news, we have to be operating in truth. We have to be operating through our Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus. Amen. Be blessed.
Glory to God. Glad to be alive this day. I am going to take this breath that the Lord has given me in this day to exalt His holy name, to worship Him, to praise Him. Hallelujah, to glorify His name. So I'm glad that you are joining me today, because we are going to magnify the name of the Lord. So before I get started, let us go into the presence of the Lord with thanksgiving and offer a prayer. Father, I praise You and I glorify Your name. I thank You for this Thursday afternoon. I thank You for life and breath. I thank You for another opportunity to sing and speak and shout Your praises, for You are worthy to be praised. I thank You, Father, for sending Your dear Son, Christ Jesus, into the earth for us, that You would love us so much, yet while we were still enemies, that You would send Your beloved Son for us. So we thank You and we praise You today. I just give You this broadcast today. Holy Spirit, take full control and authority over this broadcast. Lead and direct me as I move through the Word of God for today. I thank You. I thank You, Holy Spirit, because You are our comforter. You are our helper. You are the Spirit of truth, that You are in us and that You are with us to reveal the truth of our Lord and Savior Christ Jesus, to reveal what the word of the Lord is for us in every situation. I thank You. I thank You for Your power. I thank You for Your anointing. I thank You that it is by Your anointing that yokes will be broken. I thank You that after this broadcast, we will be walking in another level of liberty in Christ Jesus. I thank You that You have chosen us in this time. We who were born in this generation, during these times, that it is with great purpose, that You have supplied us with all that we need, everything that pertains to life and godliness. I thank You, Lord Jesus, for You have defeated our enemy, and put him under your feet. I thank you that you have placed us in you, and we are seated in heavenly places with you at the right hand of the Father. I thank you that you have loved us with an everlasting love, that there is nothing that can separate us from your love. So we thank you. We praise you. We give you all the glory, and it's in Christ Jesus' name that I pray. Amen and amen. Welcome again to another broadcast of Declaring the Finished Work, and this is your host, Reverend Pat. You know, the enemy does not want us walking in the truth. He does not want us walking in the truth, for we are a threat to him. Now, he's been rendered powerless, but what he doesn't want to happen now is for us to take back the territory that he has stolen. Glory to God. Amen. And gain even greater territory in the name of Jesus. So he is working diligently over time. Glory to God. He never gives up. He never gives up, and he is persistent. And what the Lord wants us to do is to be wise as serpent, yet gentle as doves. But we should be praying without ceasing. We must be walking through this earth spiritually alert, understanding that the spirit of deception is still in operation in the world through those who do not know the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, I did a graphic image with words of encouragement. And one of the things it was an image actually of the salmon swimming upstream. I mean, it wasn't like a calm river. He was swimming upstream and in a waterfall. So you can imagine the force of this waterfall. And this salmon is swimming in the opposite direction of that great current. Well, that's how it is for us in this world. This world is going in the opposite direction of God. And we have to be alert. We have to be intimate with the Lord. We have to start our day with him and move throughout our day with him, because the energy that is flowing in the world and the spirit that is flowing in the world is going in the opposite direction of the people of God. But just like that salmon who's equipped to swim upstream, even in a waterfall, with the force and the power of that stream coming down, he is equipped, hallelujah, to swim upstream. And so are we, the children of God. The scripture that I'm going to read first is John 14:6, which is a very familiar scripture. It says, I am the way and the truth and the life. This is Jesus speaking. He's speaking to Thomas, one of the disciples. And he is declaring who he is. He says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And today we're looking at truth. So where you see truth, the word truth being used, you can actually replace it with the name Jesus, because he is the truth. He is the truth. John 1:17 says, "For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ." So when he came into this world, he brought grace and truth. And I know we are in an environment where grace is actually at the forefront. And I believe it's here at the forefront of the movement in the body of Christ for a very great purpose. And that's to understand that grace is not a doctrine. It is Jesus Christ. Grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. Glory to God. Amen. 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 And so this truth that we have received by our Lord and Savior Christ Jesus coming to live on the inside of us, it is a spirit. It speaks of the Holy Spirit being the Spirit of truth. And that Spirit of truth is living on the inside of us, and it is going to be our GPS as we navigate through this broken world. I want to talk about this world just for a moment. You know, in the world, and in the scriptures, when it refers to the world, one of its definitions is that in the Greek is order, arrangement. So the order of this world, the way this world is arranged. Also, it says the present condition of human affairs in alienation from and in opposition to God. So we see a spirit in this world that is in alienation and in opposition to God, in opposition to the Spirit of truth. We live in a world that is rampant with lies and deceptions, and it is all because of the enemy. The deception entered in the garden. So when we are born into this world, we of this generation, the generations after Adam and Eve, the fall in the garden, we come into a world where deception has entered. It began in Genesis when the serpent, and that the spirit of the enemy was embodied in a serpent, and it came to Adam and Eve and deceived them into thinking that if they ate from the fruit of that tree of the knowledge of good and evil, that the Father had warned them not to eat. It was the only tree that they were told not to partake of, and it was a protection. It also indicates that man has a choice. You always, I mean, in order for you to be a free being, you would have to be able to have choice. Because if you don't have choice, then you are no different from a cat or a dog. And in fact, we would just move through this life as a robot, because we don't have choice. We don't make decisions. We don't actually need to even think. But that's not what the Father wanted. He wanted to have relationship. In order for him to have relationship, he would have to create something that was in his image. Glory to God. So we were created in God's image. After the fall, we see, let me just read part of Genesis 3. I think I'm going to start in... Okay, I think I'm going to start in 5. This is the serpent speaking to the woman, and he says, "You will not surely die, for God knows that when you eat of it, your eyes will be open, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil." Now, what a temptation. He's saying to them, you'll be just like God. The only reason you're not like God is because you don't know good and evil. So this is the first part of that temptation. So when the woman saw that the tree was good for food and that it was a delight to the eyes and that the tree was to be desired, so she looked at it, you know, she considered it, she considered the deception, the lie that the enemy, that's when lies entered, lies are just deception. They deceive us from the truth. So she's considering this lie. And then she's looking at the very thing that he's saying, oh, surely you can partake of this. And in fact, it's going to benefit you because you're going to be you're going to be wiser. And she took of the fruit and she gave it also to the husband, Adam, and his eyes. It says, then in verse 7, it says, then the eyes of both were opened and they knew they were naked. Now, prior to that, they weren't even aware. They were walking around with the glory, clothed in the glory of God. So now they're not only are they aware, but they are ashamed of being naked. Because this awareness has opened up and they perceive it as being something wrong. So they sew these fig leaves together and they create this first covering for their bodies. And then, okay, so now you got the lie, that deception that entered. And then right on the heels of that is fear. And they heard the sound of, this is verse 8, and they heard the sound of the Lord walking in the garden in the cool of the day. Can you imagine that? And the man and his wife hid themselves. They hid from God. And before they were just in fellowship with him. Now they hid from them. We hide because we're afraid. We hide from truth because we are afraid. The title from last week was, Do Not Be Afraid of Truth. But when you understand who truth is, glory to God, Jesus, our Lord and Savior, came not to condemn us, but to save us. Glory to God, you draw nigh to him. So let me go back to this verse. And so they hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. But the Lord God called to the man and said to them, "Where are you?" And he said, "I heard the sound of you in the garden, and I was afraid. Because I was naked, because I was ashamed, I hid myself." So the lie came. And then fear entered. Lies are born out of fear. In this climate that we're in now, you'll see more lies. We've got more lies. Our politicians are lying more than ever before. And just people are just lying. I mean, they are just lying. We got shows, reality shows, where people are just lying like it's running water, like it's absolutely nothing. And it's the spirit of fear that the enemy is releasing in the earth. Those lies create fear. Now, in 2 Timothy 1:7, it says, "For God has not given us the spirit of fear." Clearly, spirit of fear is not coming from God. But it says that he's given us a spirit of power, love, and a sound mind. A sound mind. And I am speaking for those who know Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior. Before you are saved, all of us, before we were saved, those who are saved now, before you were saved, you were subject to the same. In Ephesians 2, I'm going to read in verse 1. It says, and you were dead in the trespasses and sins. That's the state that we were in before salvation. Dead in the trespasses and the sins in which you once walked, following the course of this world. See, following. We were blind. We couldn't actually see any other course because we were blind. So we were blindly following the course of this world. There was a veil over our eyes, which it speaks in the scripture that the prince of this world veils the eyes of the people so that they will not know truth, so that they will not know Jesus. So whenever I say the word truth, I can say Jesus. You should hear Jesus. You should hear the name Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So following the course of this world, following the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that is now at work in the sons of disobedience, sons of disobedience. We disobey God. You know, in the garden, that act of eating from that tree that we were told not to eat from, not just because God was holding something back, but he didn't want to expose us to that evil. Because only God can truly discern good and evil. How often in our lives have we thought that we made a good decision that turns out to work against us? God is omniscient, which means he's all-wise, all-knowing, all-seeing. He's omnipotent, all-powerful, all-powerful. He knows and he sees all things. He sees the beginning from the end. Only a being with that kind of authority and power and wisdom and knowledge and understanding can handle good and evil. And so we expose ourselves to this tree of the knowledge of good and evil. So now we know good and evil. At least we think we know it. We're exposed to it, but we really can't rightly discern it. And now we're acting independently of God. We think we have wisdom because we think we know good from evil. And so we feel that we can make decisions on our own. Now, this is a spirit of disobedience at work in us when we are born into this earth. You can see it at a very young age in children, that it's there, that spirit that was sown by the enemy in the garden has traveled through the generations. But God had a plan. Hallelujah. It says, before the foundations of the world, the Lamb was slain. When the enemy, when Lucifer rebelled in heaven, plan was already in place. What he didn't realize that, or somehow he must have forgotten that God is all-knowing. So he foresaw Lucifer's rebellion, and a plan had been put into place that would play itself out. And what we have now through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is even greater than what Adam and Eve had when they were in the garden. Glory to God. And we are partakers of God's divine nature. We have been placed in this position, glory to God, that the enemy cannot remove us. Hallelujah. Now we are walking by faith, which is by our beliefs. Once you've been saved, and you were saved by believing that the Lord had died for you, had taken your sins, had forgiven you by believing that truth, and you received him. You received truth in your heart on that day of salvation. Glory to God. Lies are dangerous. They are designed by the enemy. This is how Jesus described the devil. He says in John 10:10, the thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came, this is Jesus, I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. Now, you know the thief does not want you to have life abundantly. His job, what he does, because he hates us, because we are created in God's image. So when he looks at us, we're just a reminder. And so he wants to destroy us. So lies are designed to steal from us, designed to even kill us and destroy us, which is why we have to draw close to the Lord. We need to know his word. We need to fully embrace this unconditional love for us. We have to understand that it's an unconditional love for us, because if we do not, we are fearful. We are fearful that there is something that we could do that would stop God from loving us, from being pleased with us. But God so loved us that he sent his son, glory to God, that he sent his son. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Now, it's a simple truth that we can be made free, that we can be set free by truth. It's as simple as believing the truth, believing Jesus, believing in the finished work of Christ Jesus. And Satan doesn't want you to know that it is just that simple. Because whatever we believe, what we speak, and our actions will follow what we are believing in our hearts. We have to feed on the Word of God. We have to feed, and the Word of God is Jesus. He's the living Word. So when we are reading the Scriptures, even if we don't understand everything, it is life. We are eating of his body. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. So as we eat, you know, I was just thinking about when we go to a restaurant, because we have to eat. We go to a restaurant to eat. We don't just go sit at the table and let the waitress give us what she wants us to eat. No, we go in and we order what we want to eat. We cannot allow this world to tell us what to eat, because they are feeding deception and lies, because they are subject to the prince of this world. And let me see, where is that verse? Jesus described him here in John 8:44. He describes him as, this is Jesus' words, he was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks out of his own character. He's a liar. For he is a liar, and liars lie. For he is a liar and the father of lies. That is who is influencing those who are outside of Christ. And we have to be spiritually alert that we're not caught up in the world's philosophy, and because there's nothing new under the sun. So this whole thing where you see our culture is just embracing all these different things, and people can just, be tolerant, you know, and just accept people with all of these different beliefs and what they do. And we're not to be tolerant of those beliefs. We are to love people, and there's a difference. But we have to reject the beliefs, these philosophies, that man has come up with that comes from the father of lies, the ruler of this world, Satan. That is what we reject. That is what we will not tolerate and will not embrace. But we love, and we can love people and let them know the truth. The truth that will make them free.